Well, we're working on trying to develop new policy to change to close the gap for vision. And the two reports we launched today were steps in that process. One was to map out the need for eye care, the number of examinations, the number of people who need treatment or eye care providers that are required for each health region across Australia. So this gives us the targets of the need that we should be meeting. The second report was a review of the development and implementation of eye care policy for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the last 30 or 35 years. And there we've been trying to learn the lesson from the past of what's been successful and what have been the barriers to the implementation of policy recommendations. Well, I think the first report has given us these benchmark findings about the number of services we need to do so that for cataract surgery, for example, which is for cataract blindness, it's 12 times higher in Indigenous people than in mainstream, and yet cataract surgery occurs 7 times less commonly. And our data show that if we did 3,000 more cataract operations a year, we'd be able to eliminate that backlog of cataract blindness and vision loss. On the other hand, the review of the policy direction shows how important it is to have the policy consultation and agreement from the community-controlled organisations and the need for continuity for some ongoing oversight and monitoring of the program. Well, our next step is to develop a roadmap of recommendations for government on the way that eye care services should be provided. We recognise that eye care is only a small part of the overall health problem, but if we can sort out the proper regional integration of specialist eye services and comprehensive primary care, then the lessons we learn will not only solve the problem of avoidable blindness, but also be highly relevant for the provision of other specialised services to help close the gap.